Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. Thanks for joining us. Michigan's tourism industry is generating a new strategic plan to guide its activities during the next 5 years. And Sarah Nichols, MSU Associate Professor in the Departments of Community, Agriculture, Recreation, and Resource Studies, and also the Department of Geography, will oversee the preparations for the new planning document. She joins me now to tell me more about it. Thanks for joining us this evening, Sarah.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me, how did you get chosen to lead the effort for this new tourism strategy plan for the state?
Well, MSU developed the previous plan, which was the 2007 to 2011 plan. And so we were invited to come back to the Travel Commission and make a proposal to complete the next plan. And we were selected to complete the work.
I see. In the previous plan, then, is that the one known as this Pure Michigan campaign?
No, the strategic plan is actually quite different to the Pure Michigan campaign. The Pure Michigan name and brand that everyone is familiar with is the marketing campaign. So that's about selling the state as a destination. The strategic plan is more about guiding the industry as it develops over the next 5 years. So definitely marketing is one component of that development, but it's one of many, many issues that we'll talk about. So other things that we'll be thinking about are funding for travel initiatives, education and training, customer service, natural resource quality. So the plan is a much bigger entity.
I see. Now, how far along has the tourism industry in Michigan strategically gotten in the past 5-10 years?
Well, the last plan was actually also the first plan. Interestingly, legislation was put in place to develop a strategic plan for tourism in Michigan in the 1940s, and the last plan was the very first one. So it's good that we're moving on and developing a second one in a timely fashion. I've actually just finished completing an evaluation of how well we did in terms of implementing the activities that were discussed in the previous plan, and I'll be presenting those results at the tourism conference, which is coming up in Grand Rapids next week.
That's definitely stunning.
We've made a lot of headway in the last 5 years. The industry is certainly much more cohesive, definitely stronger and growing, and I'm excited to be developing the next plan.
Did you say though the first plan was developed in the 1940s?
No. The legislation called for a plan in the 1940s, but that was never actually put into place until the 2007-11 plan.
I see.
So there was a mandate to do it, but it wasn't done until 2007.
So before that, we just pointed at our lakes and said, come take a look at them? Was that essentially it?
We've had Travel Michigan. We've had very strong leadership within Travel Michigan, and obviously we were doing great things with the Pure Michigan campaign, but we didn't have an industry-wide strategic plan to guide future development.
I see. I'm talking to Sarah Nichols. She's an MSU Associate Professor in the Departments of Community, Agriculture, Recreation, and Resource Studies, otherwise known as CARS, and also the Department of Geography. She is going to be leading the effort to take a look at our strategic tourism plan and to reformulate it. So when we look at the strategic plan, what are the key elements then to guiding businesses and having guiding businesses to draw more tourism to Michigan?
Well, what the plan will focus on is, first of all, developing a vision for the industry. A statewide vision, a big picture, ideal state that the industry would like to work towards. And that's an activity that we'll work on at the conference next week in Grand Rapids. The next stage will be then taking that sort of grand vision and turning that into some goals. So more specific items that need to be addressed to help the industry move towards the big picture vision.
What was the vision for this previous strategic plan?
The previous strategic plan didn't have what we would consider a sort of a single sentence vision statement. And the vision for the upcoming plan is under consideration as we speak. So it will actually be unveiled at the tourism conference. So the industry is currently voting on its preferred vision and having input into how that vision should read.
So when it comes to tourism, though, are we basically talking about the lakes, the shorelines? Is that where most of the focus is for drawing tourists to Michigan?
Well, I think from a leisure perspective, that yes, most people, when they think of Michigan, they might think of Mackinac Island and Sleeping Bear Dunes and some of the other northern destinations. And definitely from a leisure perspective, those are the big draws. But I think, you know, there are a lot of other regions and a lot of other segments within the industry that have a lot of potential.
How about the Lansing area? Do you think we can make this a tourism mecca of some kind?
I think, well, things are changing in Lansing. I mean, we definitely have, again, a lot of potential. We haven't perhaps developed that potential as much as some of our surrounding cities, obviously Detroit and Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, but definitely we have enough attractions with the obviously the capital itself is a major draw and the various museums. You know, Lansing as the capital does have the potential to become a bigger draw, especially from a conference perspective with some larger hotel capacity.
You know, I wonder, when you think about tourism, you generally think about the advertising portion of it, since that is a big portion of it, just encouraging people to come to our state and take a look. But when you talk about some of these other specific steps that should be taken after a vision is crystallized, what kind of steps would they specifically involve, do you think?
Well, I think one key thing that the industry is thinking about more and more is the challenge of delivering on the Pure Michigan promise. And this is actually the theme for the conference that we have next week. So in other words, we have this fantastic advertising campaign. It's won countless awards. And so we're beginning to get people here from out of the state. What we then have to do is deliver them a stellar experience so that they go home and not only think about coming back, but also recommend Michigan as a destination to other people. So delivering on that promise once they get here means delivering them an enjoyable experience.
Finally, money is obviously a big factor here. Is that going to be an issue moving forward, considering the lack of money the state now has and many businesses now have to invest in bolstering our kind of tourism infrastructure?
Well, absolutely. I think there's two dimensions to that question. The first, of course, is the funding for the Pure Michigan campaign. And that has, securing that funding has been relatively successful for the last few years. And obviously maintaining that level of funding or ideally increasing it so we can get more advertising at the national level is absolutely critical. The other side would be the extent to which tourism businesses have either the capital available or access to the credit that they need to continue to renovate their facilities, to make upgrades, to add additions, again, to deliver on that promise. And I think that situation is a little bit more tenuous. That's not so easy for a lot of, especially small businesses, to get access to the kind of capital that they need to make the improvements that we need to make if we are to deliver on that Pure Michigan promise.
One more thing. Detroit, every state has a city which is the epicenter a lot of times for visitors. And, you know, obviously Chicago, and maybe in Ohio you've got a couple, even Cincinnati or Cleveland. But how much of an issue do you see Detroit being maybe considered a less than attractive city to visit by many outside tourists?
Well, it's interesting you ask. Detroit, I mean, the Detroit metro region is the center of tourism in our state. Over a quarter of tourism activity takes place in the Detroit metro region. And most of that is, of course, business travel. It's people coming in for meetings and conventions and the auto show and all those kinds of more business-related activities. I think it's fair to say that Detroit has developed a little bit of a poor image historically, but I do think that's also changing. The auto industry is turning itself around, and people associate that with Detroit. There's been some great advertising. The Super Bowl ad last year was a major turning point for Detroit that generated a lot of interest in the city. And there are great attractions. I mean, one of the best museums in the country is the Henry Ford in Dearborn. That in itself is a draw to come to the Detroit area. The waterfront development, the state park downtown. Things are changing, and I think people outside the state are beginning to recognize that.
Sarah Nichols, MSU Associate Professor in the Departments of Community Agriculture, Recreation, and Resource Studies, and also the Department of Geography. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you so much.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.